Welcome to the Dad Life Podcast. Thank you to everyone who has liked, shared, and followed on all the social media forums.
We are currently working on creating a website and a Patreon. Just, it's taking time.
By the way, that's Cayenne. That is my wife and the first guest on the show.
Hello.
So today we're going to talk about the work and home life balance between the two and try and give people ideas of stuff, activities to do on the weekends and throughout the week, stuff like little projects that people can do so that they can get a better balance between work life and home life.
Stuff that we've tried and we've done that we've seen that either helps us or makes our relationship and our relationship with our kids more difficult.
Or easier.
Yeah.
And one of the things that's helped us out a lot is Pinterest.
Pinterest is great.
You can go on Pinterest and you can find a lot of different ideas for crafts or activities to do outside the home. I know one of the things that we like to do a lot is take the girls out to parks and just go walk and explore nature.
Love hikes. They love hikes. We all love hikes. That's what we normally do almost every weekend if we have the chance.
And if the weather's nice enough.
Yeah, I mean, we do live in a town. We live in a state that has all seasons in 1 week. Or one day, I should say.
And so, with that, don't forget to share this with your friends, family, neighbors, anyone that you think might need some help getting that balance or just getting some information, new parents, anything that you can think of, let them know. If you have any feedback or
any comments, questions,
please let us know. It is very helpful.
You can message us on Facebook. You can add us at Twitter. You can Gmail us at dadlifepodcast@gmail.com. All that fun stuff. We're here to listen and help who we can and everything.
And if you have any topics that you would like us to discuss or give our feedback on, let us know. It's greatly appreciated as we have a little bit of a difficult time coming up with the topics to discuss, but we're getting there, and
life happens.
Exactly. I mean, I was working third shift. I start first shift tomorrow.
Yeah, and I started working 3 months ago, and I'm already working 50-plus hour a week.
So, any feedback will be helpful and greatly appreciated. So, with that, we're going to go ahead and get started with the topic of work-life and home-life.
Balance.
So, with that, go ahead.
Work life and between my work life and your work life is completely different. Your work life is your main priority. Mine is not. I see mine more as kids are my first priority.
Yes, where mine's always been to make sure that I can bring a steady income all the time so that the kids do have you around all the time.
Yes, but things change, life changes, and we just roll with it.
Exactly. I mean, everybody knows that right now people are struggling with finances and everything else. So just like everybody else, you've had to start working.
Which is okay. It's not been the end of the world. Our world's still going. It's just right now we're just having the hard time. Well, what's important and what's not important in our family.
Exactly. Which is why we've been working on budgets lately too.
Yes.
But that's for another podcast.
That is a podcast.
But one of the things that I've noticed is that as you've started working more, is that your home life has been better. It's dramatically changed a lot.
It's changed more than most people would know. Being a stay-at-home mom for a couple years, your kids are used to you being home 24/7. Your kids are used to you being home 24/7, all the time. Now, they're like, oh my gosh, where's my mom?
Yeah, and I know one question that they've asked me is, when is mom going to be home all the time again? And it's hard to explain with the kids being so young. I mean, they're 6, 3, and 1.
Excuse me, she is not 6 yet.
She'll be 6 in less than a month.
She'll be... She's okay. Do not make her older.
She's pretty much 6.
Do not make her older.
And that's one of the biggest questions she's asked is when you'll be home all the time. And it's hard to explain that to them because they are so little that they don't understand the concept of money and bills and everything else, but that's one of the things that we're supposed to teach them as they get older. Because a lot of the school systems do not teach on how to actually work and budget money.
Luckily, our school system that we are currently in is that in your junior or senior year, you're able to do an elective class for it. But not a lot of kids...
And that's finance math, which I took as a senior.
Yes. I did not because I decided to have a baby.
Yeah. But you did end up managing to graduate early as well.
Yes, because we're butt bounce.
But what a lot of people don't understand is that even though I know we're teen parents, not everybody are teen parents, and not everybody decided to take that route. But it's having that work-life balance also helps us be able to stay good parents, even though we did start out so young. I mean, we are now married.
Unfortunately.
But having these type of, it's having these kind of discussions with each other and
it's a meeting. It's a meeting. We sit down at a kitchen table with pen and paper, phones with calculators already on it, planning out what events are going on, when I work, when you work, how it all goes, what bills need paid, and everything. Can't sugarcoat. It's a meeting. You can't say it's not.
But being able to actually sit down with each other and have the respect for each other that we're going to get done what needs to get done, and making cutbacks on stuff that we have or that we need to do so that the kids can have what they need is a very important thing, which is a good thing about your job versus mine.
Yes.
Is that you have a little bit more flexibility with how you work versus how I work.
No.
If you need to take a day off, you can call them and be like, hey, I need to take this day off. Or if you have an overtime day, you can move that overtime day. I can't.
Luckily, I can't.
If I'm put on for a shift, I can't just move it. I'm set that shift because I work 5 days a week versus where you work four.
Yes.
So that changes.
Sucks for you.
No, because... yeah. But... and when it comes down to it, it is finding time on the weekends that we can actually spend time together.
Also, some people don't work throughout the week. Some people, they just work weekends. Some people, they work like Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Some people
Those people that work from home, too.
Yes, which I know right now, because of the coronavirus, a lot of people have worked from home or are working from home. Personally, we know someone that's working from home right now.
That's just getting ready to start. That's just now started working from home. I have to go to the bathroom. You're okay.
And then we have little kids that run around all the time.
But you can't avoid that. So
we just wing it in life. It's fine. It's and totally fine.
One of the things that I don't think a lot of people understand is that your kids are just kids. Our goal is to raise them to be adults and help them survive in the real world.
Be your goal. My goal is that they turn out to be decent humans. They do not have to be the best people in the world. They just...
I know I'm not the best person in the world.
But they just need to be decent humans that don't hurt or steal from anyone.
You are the best person.
Thank you, Amelia.
And then you have little... Then your kids tell you that you are the best all the time, even though...
No, you might.
And actually, that's a really... And actually, that's a really good point, is that you may not think that you're doing the best job as a parent.
I never do.
Me?
But your kids will tell you all the time, at least my kids do, that I'm the greatest dad in the world. But I don't think I am. I think I could do stuff better.
Yeah, it's...
And...
Kids... see things differently than what we see. We see when we yelled at them and how we feel like oh my god, at the end of the night, we're laying in bed, and you're like, I seriously yelled at them because I...
It's just because stress gets too much sometimes, and...
But they don't...
And that's where working comes in handy for me, as it gives me a good stress relief part. Because it gives me a time away from home where I'm not getting bombarded by kids.
Yeah. Me, I kind of miss it.
But that's
what I've been used to.
I said, you stayed home for so many years with her, or with them, that it's an adjustment.
It is adjustment. I think we're kind of handling it well. Probably not, but it's fine.
So, of course, Kyan will be right back. She has to change the baby's butt. So, one of the things that I'm talking about, though, is that, so, to me, the goal of being a good parent and achieving that goal is spending time with kids and letting them know that their opinions do matter. And teaching them how to make choices, the right choices. So, when I go to work and I spend time at work, I really don't think about home much, because having a good separation between work life and home life makes you be able to do your job and keep your job, because you're not focused on everything else. You don't take drama into work, and you don't take drama from work home, because it might affect how you treat everybody at home. Just like the opposite, where how you act at home or what goes on at home might affect how you treat people at work.
Which I think is a good way to, because I know for you and I, we have, 30-minute drive?
Roughly, yeah.
Roughly, because our works are right next door to each other. Literally across the dang pond.
Yes.
And it's, I notice, like, when I'm really stressed out about work and stuff, and to not bring it home, my go-to is blaring music all the way home, or listening to other podcasts that I will not talk about because, my true crime podcast.
You need to talk about them. It just helps those podcasts, too.
Yeah.
I mean, all podcasts.
Shout out to Morbid. Love you, girls.
But along with that, because I also listen to podcasts, and I listen to a lot of different podcasts, and one of the ones that got me interested in making a podcast was the Dad Life podcast, or not Dad Life
podcast. We are Dad Life podcast. I know.
Was
been drinking much.
Wow. Is the podcast
Scared to Death?
That's one of them. Scared to Death with by Dan and Lindsay Cummins. And then and that's one of my favorite podcasts.
Anytime I hear the name Dan, though, I always think of SpongeBob. Dirty Dan.
But back to the work-life, home-life balance. Some of the activities that people can do with their kids to help with that is also incorporating your kids and stuff that you like to do. So I love to watch sports. Football, baseball, basketball, racing,
anything. Anything that does with the ball. Literally.
Yeah.
You will sit down and watch soccer. I've seen that.
Yeah.
I've seen you watch the most boring sport in the world, golf.
Golf is not that boring.
It's boring
if you don't know what's going on, but if you understand how to golf, it's not boring.
How many people in this world know what's going on?
A lot more than you probably think.
We're not all
as closed-minded as you are.
You wish I was closed-minded.
So, but with that, is even when I'm playing Xbox and I'm playing my games, the girls will come in there with me and they'll sit and they'll watch me, and I'll even let them play a little bit, or I'll give them a controller that's not hooked up so they can think they're playing. But it's just that bonding experience of showing them and having them play those games with you or watch those games with you, because you're learning that they are paying attention to what you're doing. And then they're also paying it, that they're learning what you like. So, one of the things that I also like to do is I like to incorporate them in cooking. And those are, like, teaching Amelia how to make eggs is very important. One, because it helps her expand her knowledge and get her brain working more. And then another thing is that it's like drawing. I am probably the worst artist ever.
Same.
But Amelia likes to draw a lot.
In color. That's her thing. She draws her emotions.
Yes, and she likes to sing a lot. But all three of them do.
Yes, all three.
But it's important to have those people at work as well that you can talk to about different things. Like, I know how some of the guys at work and I will talk about politics. I know I can't talk to you about politics because you don't really pay attention to what's going on.
Nope. I do not.
Just like I know I can't talk to you about sports because I know you don't pay attention.
Yeah, just like I can't talk to you about murder podcasts.
No.
Because you don't listen to them.
No.
You don't know what's up with.
Just like you can't talk to me about Grey's Anatomy. Because I do not understand the show and I think it's a waste of time.
And that's when you've been canceled. You are canceled.
But you love Grey's Anatomy.
I do.
So I will watch it with you.
I love anything. With anything to do with medical stuff.
Yeah.
I love it.
But, do you have anything else about work, home life?
Just scheduling. Schedule time with your family. Because if you don't schedule time with your family, when the heck are you going to see your family? Seriously, when's the last time we went over for a dinner to someone's house?
It's been a while.
One, because we have the coronavirus and can't have more than 10 people in a place.
I don't care about the coronavirus.
Okay, well, the world does.
Other people care about the coronavirus. I'm not going
to lie. The world does. And there's a limit to how many people you can have in the public place and everything.
Yes.
Which you got to take in consideration for, you know.
Our family alone, we have more than.
We have almost 20, I think. I don't know if I counted
that right.
There's
10 people, but there's more than 10 people between my brother, sister, and our families.
Yeah.
There's more than 10 people. Yeah. That's not including my mom and all them.
No.
We're
just a clan. It's.
But. And that's when, like, holidays are really important.
Yes, they are very
important.
And that's
one of the nice thing about work is that you get days off a lot of places for work.
Yes, luckily.
But like places like your work where if you do work on that day.
Which I am.
You get, they have incentives for that.
Yes.
And not everybody does. I know there's probably hospitals and stuff like that. Where
I can tell you from working in a nursing home, they don't give two rats butts.
Exactly. And I know when I worked with MRDD patients that if you worked on Christmas, you just worked on Christmas.
You worked on Christmas. Nothing.
There was no bonuses. There was no incentives. Nothing.
That was just your job.
Exactly.
I worked in a nursing home for a while, part-time. I know how it goes. It's heart-wrenching, but it's almost worth the heart wrench.
But, and that's where the home life, work life comes in play, is.
Yes.
Just because you have to work on those days, you can make plans to do something on another day. So if you have to work on Christmas or Thanksgiving.
What day was it? It was Christmas Eve. I worked Christmas Eve. And literally, after you and the girls were already at your mom's house, and after I got off work, I just went straight over there.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm tired, and you know I'm tired. But guess what? That's family. That's what you do.
That's one of the sacrifices you have to make.
I'd be working Thanksgiving Day. I'm working 5 hours. I'm probably going to be tired, even though I just worked 5 hours. But guess what?
You're going to get to go eat good food.
Exactly.
That's a bonus.
It's a great
bonus.
That's
a bonus on Thanksgiving, though.
That is. And Christmas.
And Easter.
Any other holiday we eat on?
Every holiday. What holiday do we not eat on? And it's.
Flag Day. Lies, that's Marcus's birthday.
Yep, that's my brother's birthday, and we eat a lot on that day. So. But. And that's the thing. It's you got to really focus on
just
finding that happy medium.
And it's very hard. And some things...
It's going to be harder for you right now because you just started working again.
Yeah.
Whereas me, who's been doing it for the last 4, 5, 6 years, whatever it is now, I'm more used to it. Where your mom would be is really used to it because she's worked for the last 16. My mom's used to it.
My mom's been with the company for 20 years.
Whatever.
It's more than 16.
Either way, it's...
I was a baby. I was two.
Either way.
She's
been working for a long time.
She has.
And she can make that balance.
Yeah, and she does.
Exactly.
Especially with my sister, who's 13 years old.
Yeah, but then that's the thing. It's like... So, it might seem hard to make those adjustments and do those things.
It is hard.
But it's not impossible. And no, one of the not. Biggest things with
and
that.
And people think it is impossible.
Yeah, but the thing is, not everybody has a support group.
Like, true.
Where I can come to you and I can talk to you and say, hey, do you want to do something this time? And that might change.
Yeah.
Because there's days where I might get stuck over working overtime and I'm even more tired that day and had to go into work that night. And I don't know how it's going to be on first shift yet.
Learn your words.
You.
Nah.
So, that's another adjustment we're getting ready to have to face in our home is we're both going to be on first shift now.
We're not even discussing so far what the hardest part about all this that I've noticed that me, you, and Amelia are struggling with hard right now. Freaking online schooling.
Yeah.
That has been so difficult.
But we're thankfully we have a babysitter that will work with her with that.
Yeah, but still, it's...
We got keeping her motivated.
Do tests and everything. And so, basically, I get home at about 5. So, 5 to 8:30 is, all right, we got to make dinner. We got to do dishes. We got to make sure this is done, that is done. Get Amelia. We got to get on your laptop, get this done. But none of that would happen if I had the work-life balance.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying is you'll get there.
Well, it's already in my handy-dandy planner what the heck needs to go on in my life.
Yeah.
I have it written down. I work where the kids are at. Are they with you? Are they with the sitter? I have everything written down.
Exactly. Your whole life's in that planner. I understand. The planner's more important than me, people.
It is. So. It is. It really is. Because guess what? This planner...
Won't leave
helped
you.
Us a lot. All of our bills are programmed into the planner. If there's a fire...
But most of the time...
I'm grabbing the planner.
But most of the time, you keep track of the kids more than I do.
Oh, heck yes.
And I keep track of making food. Or making sure that there's dinner.
Yes. I suck at dinner.
And making sure that we do have budget-worthy...
Yeah.
Material.
Well, my thing is with our work-life balance is yours is work, then life. Hands yes. down. You focus 110%.
But you also know that if an emergency came up, work can kiss my butt.
Depending on the emergency.
If it's an actual emergency.
No, I will still hold down. It would depend on the emergency. Me, I get a call, hey, your kid has the sniffles. Okay, bye work, I'm leaving.
I know.
But that's the deal we made. Whose job in our family was more important? Mine or yours? And that's the question. Whose job?
I'm the breadwinner.
Exactly.
That's how it's looked at is.
You're the breadwinner. If I lose my job tomorrow.
It's more important for me to bring home bacon than you to bring home sausage.
My thinking is, though, like...
Because bacon's superior than sausage, but...
Amelia would disagree to that.
Yes, she would.
So you're saying I'm sausage, so I'm Amelia's favorite. Okay, I'm okay with that.
That shows. Just like it does with Rose, I'm Nora's favorite. Rose is a daddy's girl, 100%.
Rose is?
Nora is.
Yeah, learn your kids.
You I can't. Know there's too many of them.
You don't even know your dang
There's
kids
too many
dang.
Of them.
It's your fault.
So, but I know I'm Maddie and Keegan's favorite over top of their mom. So.
That is true.
That's just plain and simple.
What about their dad?
I don't know if I can compete with that one.
Yeah, I don't know if you could either.
I don't know.
He
lets them shoot guns. So.
He does. He sure does.
But, Amelia shoots guns too, so.
They all do. It's a family thing.
Yeah. Even you do. Mm-hmm. We actually need to get out and go shooting again before the weather gets too cold.
It's already too cold for me. I probably will not because of how cold it already is.
I know. Well, there might be a couple good days left. I mean, we are in fall.
You want to know how it's going to work out? Work-life balance we'll put in the planet and have it done. Boom. I got you. We just got to set a day.
Yes. But you also need to schedule my eye appointment. Don't forget that. Because you're in charge of appointments.
Again, my work-life balance is different than your work-life balance. Yes. You tell me what you need and I have to do it.
Yes. But you also tell me that I have to go to work and I have to do it. So.
Yes.
Because even on days that I don't want to go to work, I have to go to work.
Same.
Somewhat.
I'd be like, not today. Maybe tomorrow. Who knows?
And that's where it comes in. That's why it's important for me to show up to work every day.
It is important.
Because it gives you that balance.
Right now, I'm very thankful where I work at. Because they understand if you have kids, family, everything. And it's nice that there are still some companies like that. Because some are not. And I personally work. Basically, they want you to be the best employee in the world. Because you have nothing at home. Which is why I haven't gotten a lot of jobs. Because I can point blank say, kids are number one before anything.
And see, that's the thing though. It's like, my work is... I work for a union. Like, I'm in a union.
Yeah.
So, unless I really screw something up, my job's safe. But, that's besides the point. Like, I want to make sure that I give that company a reason for me to stay there.
Yes.
And that's how I work daily. So.
Well, that's how I work daily, too.
And yeah, I understand that. I'm not saying I'm not saying that you don't. What I'm saying is that there's a difference between how you're like, oh well, my kids are first.
They are.
And there's a difference when I say that, but I've noticed is that. But I make sure that if because I know
you're there financially, and mentally, 100% there. You are the dad that I've always wanted.
But
that's how it's been. You've been the dad that I've always wanted. But I never got. Which, guess what? It's okay. Because I had a great-grandfather.
Yeah.
He was always there.
And see, my dad was always there. And he always provided. And his work ethic is the exact same as how mine is.
Yes. And that's okay. But guess what?
But my goal is to be... is to do better. To improve on what he did. And one of those things is actually making sure... because my dad was there when I was younger a lot. But the older I got... the less he was there, because the more he worked.
Yes, because...
and I don't want it to get to that, to where I'm working so much that my kids don't see me very much.
Yeah.
I mean, my dad worked up until literally the minute he died.
Yeah, he did. Yes, he did.
But he also made sure that...
worried about those dang pizzas.
Exactly. He asked everybody the night before he died 100 times if... they were hungry because he was going to order pizzas for everyone.
4 a.m.
Yeah, at 4 a.m. And it was just wanting to make sure that everybody had food because that's who he was. He made sure that everybody had what they needed before he worried about himself. And that's one thing I know I have a problem with is...
you put everything before you.
Exactly.
And you do have an issue with that. I have an... the only issue I have is I... kids are automatic. There's no stopping.
And that's one thing that you do is that you're really good about that. You're a great mom. You're a hardworking. You make sure they have what they need. That they get bathed every time. And all that. You make sure of all that. Where I make sure that I make it to work almost 30 minutes early every night.
Hey, I still make it to work 30 minutes before I'm supposed to clock in. Almost hit another beer today, but that's fine. It's totally fine.
But...
and guess what? I hit a beer a couple weeks ago, and I still made it to work on time. I just don't have windshield wiper fluid now. It's okay. Just roll with the punches.
But that's another work-life, work-home-life balancing is the cars.
Oh my goodness, yes. You have to... Right now, I know my mother is mad at me because I have not gotten a new car yet. Because mine has broken down on me 3 times. And will I get a new car? Probably not. Because I don't want a car payment.
And we don't. We have 2 very good vehicles.
We just gotta fix it. Which and we did.
It hasn't broken down since I worked on it.
You better knock on wood right now.
Since you showed up to my work that morning.
It honestly was my first time today.
Which is nice that you're able to do that. That's that work.
That's
opportunity
not just,
with work.
But that's not just work-life balance. That's working with great people, great supervisors.
Yes.
That understand, yeah, she's going to come work Saturday instead of Thursday.
Exactly.
Which, hands down, I did. I worked my 10-hour.
Where I had to work Thursday and Saturday. Sucks to be that's you. Just me.
Thursday night, Saturday is what you had to work. So don't be acting like...
No, I was working on Fridays, too.
You got home at, like, 7.
I would work from midnight to 6:45 on Friday.
Boo-hoo, cry me a river.
So, don't
give
me your
crap. That was the shift, you pimp.
That was the shift that provided me the best opportunity for the kids getting off second shift.
Yes.
Now I have the opportunity to go to first, which I do. I start Monday. So, suck it.
No, thank you. But...
anyway.
And I think the kids are done for the night.
I think they're getting a little bit rambunctious.
They are. Because what time is it?
It is 8:05.
It is bedtime. Which, it's okay. It's totally fine.
But with that, we're going to have to go make sure we take care of these kids and get them laid down into bed. So...
Again, you can like us on Facebook at, let me make sure I have this right because I have nothing written down because I fail as a human. It is Dad Life on Facebook. At Dad Life Podcast on Twitter. And... Instagram is loading. Dad Life Podcast on Instagram. If you could please like those pages. We are working on creating a Patreon for donations, which will also, if you do a Patreon, you have to set levels and you get another episode with the Patreon, which is great. And it could be any topic. Because... originally, this was supposed to be anything topic, but he says, nah, I want to do dad stuff.
And like I said, it's just all because stuff changes, and I ran out of topics for any topic podcast and not getting any feedback, really. And that's the biggest thing, is we need feedback. Feedback is important to keep this podcast going, letting us know where we need to make improvements. If you want to be a guest on the show, let us know.
Or if you comment on stuff, I will gladly read what you comment on stuff on our Facebook, on our Instagram, on our Twitter.
Also, make sure that you like, comment, subscribe on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, because the week before Thanksgiving, we will be giving away a $25 Kroger gift card. To help so that people can make things a little bit easier around the holiday. And we can't do much, but we can do what we can. So, alrighty guys. Thank you.
Thank you.
And have a wonderful evening.
It's night.